You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us. Wetter and colder weather is all part of the bird migration season. And of course, there are birds that choose to stay, and we'll talk about that in today's Birds of the Week report from Brenda Wright with the Juno Audubon Society. As we always start off, Brenda, where is your bird watching addiction taking you these days?
Well, you know, pretty similar to last week. I'm still going to Eagle Beach. It's really fun to see all the birds that are passing through. There's tons of different foods there. So almost anything that's passing through, sparrows to swans might show up there. So take a look.
Okay. Sparrows to swans. That's quite a bit of diversity in size. In our Birds of the Week, it looks like we have some diversity in size. Let's start with the pine siskin, because that is a very tiny bird.
Yes, it's a little guy. It's a little bit smaller than our sparrows, not quite as small as one of the kinglets, but it is quite small. And it's very undistinctive mostly. It's very streaked on both top and back, undersides, and it has a little bit of a yellow wing bar when it's really spiffed up.
So what are its wintering habits?
Well, you know, it's one of those birds that's eruptive, which means when they find out that there's not good food where they are, they travel together in fairly large numbers to find a place with great food. So some winters, we see them very little. And other years, we can have flocks of over 400 pine siskins all descending on the same tree to chow down.
So what do they sound like, especially when they're chowing down?
Well, you know, they sound like their frenetic traffic noise.
Okay, let's listen to this. Our next bird is a bird that most people would probably say sounds annoying. The black-billed magpie, you know, sort of like your mother nagging you to make your bed in the morning when you were a kid.
Yep, the black-billed magpie, especially in winter, likes to be in groups, and it likes every person in the group, every bird, to know exactly where it is. Yap, yap, yap.
Okay, so we got a sample of the yap, yap, yapping. So what do you think we should know about the black-billed magpie? Is it a year-round resident?
No, not for Juno. It's a very easy bird to identify, though, because it's as big as the Steller's Jay, and it's black and white and has a huge tail. So if you see a bird yapping away, flying across the road, black and white, that is your magpie.
Okay. Now, our next bird is the white-winged crossbill. What type of bird is this?
They're very interesting to look at. The crossbill means the upper one is over the lower one, so that when they pry into a cone to eat, they spring the seed right out into their mouth. It has a more melodious sound, and it talks a lot. So since they spend all their time on the highest, tallest trees that we have, it's nice to know where to try to look for them. And the male is red and the female not.
So chances are you're going to hear this bird then if it's perched at the top of trees eating.
Yes, and they do like to be in small groups, and they flit around a bit. So once you hear them, you can just start staring at the very tops and hope to get to see them in your binoculars.
Okay, so let's listen. So the bird watching season, does it wind down as we head towards winter?
You know, it doesn't really so much because we have so many birds that overwinter here. Because our tidal system keeps the wetlands free of ice and snow, there's a huge smorgasbord every day at low tide. So we have lots and lots of birds and ducks that like to spread across the wetlands to eat.
So that keeps you busy then during the winter.
Yep, we're pretty lucky. Christmas bird count, we almost always have at least 70 species here.
All right, well, thank you very much, Brenda Wright with the Juno Audubon Society. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Gunach chish. Hope everyone has a great weekend and a great evening.